The following is a presentation of Tomorrow's World.
In a world that is tearing apart at the seams, that seems to be hurtling towards doomsday, it's easy to wonder, where's God? Is he doing anything, or does he even care about what's going on? Yes, he does care. And yes, he is doing something amazing, although almost no one understands it. Though God eventually plans to extend salvation to all mankind, he is not, at this time, trying to save the entire world. Rather, he's only calling certain specific individuals aside, working with them, working in them in a remarkable way as the first part of an amazing plan. Who are they? How would someone know if God were calling him or her? Today on Tomorrow's World, we will address one of the most important questions you will ever ask yourself. Is God calling you? Stay tuned. Greetings and welcome to Tomorrow's World. It's wonderful to have you here. And today's program is a particularly important one, and one which may impact your life in a very personal way. It's going to surprise many of you, and you're going to see ideas and concepts in the Bible that you had no idea were there, hiding in plain sight. And yet ideas and concepts which may revolutionize your relationship with God and your view of the world forever. In addition to the topics we're going to discuss today on the program, we're also going to give you an opportunity to obtain one of our most unique and insightful resources, a DVD titled The Big Picture. Be sure to keep your eyes open for information on how to order this inspiring DVD for yourself. Now, concerning today's topic, let's set the stage. Many people seem to view the world around us as an ongoing battle between God and Jesus Christ on one hand and Satan the devil on the other, where Christ is trying to save as many as he can before they die, and the devil is trying to condemn as many as he can. But my friends, that idea is completely and utterly false. If it were true, if the world were a contest between God and the devil, frankly, we'd all have to honestly agree. It looks as though the devil is winning. 2/3 of humanity today does not claim to be any part at all of the many flavors of professing Christianity. And when we consider all the human beings who've ever lived and died throughout history, the vast majority have not only never accepted Jesus Christ in any way, most have never even heard of him. And yet the Bible is clear. Jesus Christ is the only source of salvation. And as Peter explains in Acts chapter 4 and verse 12, "Nor is there salvation in any other, for there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved." So what's going on then? If most of the world seems lost, and it certainly does, well, should we just assume that God doesn't care about the world? That he doesn't care that only a small fraction of humans that he created find salvation in this lifetime? That millions, actually billions of human beings, men, women, and children, die in ignorance of him without even an opportunity to choose salvation? Not on your life. In fact, the Bible proclaims quite the opposite conclusion. After all, 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 6 says that Christ gave himself as a ransom for all people. Chapter 4 and verse 10 of the very same book proclaims God as the Savior of all people. John chapter 3 and verse 16, one of the most widely quoted verses in the Bible, states very plainly that God so loved the world. Every human being of every race, ethnicity, and nationality is a beautiful, handcrafted creation of God and is made in His wondrous image. And God's Word tells us that He longs to have everyone in His family and His kingdom forever. And He's patiently working on that very thing. As Peter says in his second letter, chapter 3 and verse 9, "The Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." If so few are finding salvation today, in our time, and yet God expresses His passionate desire that not the few but the many would find Him and be saved, then the conclusion we can draw is clear. God is simply not trying to save the whole world at this time. His plan must be larger in scope. And indeed, the Bible says it is wonderfully so. Actually, in one clip from this free Big Picture DVD that we're sending to all of you today, evangelist Roderick Meredith addresses this very topic, passionately explaining, God is not trying to save the world at this time. If God were trying to do that, He would do it. His name is El Shaddai, God Almighty. But if God is not trying to save the whole world at this time, then what is He doing at this time? How does He plan to save the world if He isn't saving everyone now? And what is He trying to do with you right now? We will address those questions as our program continues. But first, let me give you the opportunity to request the free DVD that I just mentioned, The Big Picture. We don't have many of these special DVDs left, and they're a real opportunity for those viewing the program this particular week. Recorded for a Christian Feast of Tabernacles observance in 2008, this video explains the plan of God and how God has used a special few throughout time to carry out His mission. It contains behind-the-scenes views of this work and the people behind it, with some very candid footage of many of the thousands of people who stand behind this ministry and believe the things that God teaches in this program, people just like many of you. You need this DVD and the insight it will give you into what God is doing in the world today and what God may be doing in you. It's completely free and will inspire you in surprising ways. Request your free copy of The Big Picture today.
To view the Tomorrow's World telecast or request today's free offer, visit us online at tomorrowsworld.org. And remember to find us on Facebook and be sure to follow us on Twitter. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
Welcome back. In our last segment, we discussed the fact that God isn't trying to save the whole world right now, because if He were, He'd be succeeding. Rather, God has a beautiful plan to eventually give everyone who has ever lived their opportunity to know the truth and to come to Him in an orderly and wonderful way. In this life now, God said He's only beginning His harvest of mankind, saving those He calls His first fruits. Those first fruits will be resurrected and glorified when Jesus Christ returns to set up His kingdom on earth. And Christ and His glorified saints will rule the world for 1,000 years, during which time the Bible speaks of salvation being extended to mankind in general, all over the world. Then after that 1,000-year period, all who have ever lived but who never have had a true opportunity to truly understand the real gospel of God will be resurrected to physical life once again and will have their opportunity to choose God's way of life. Those who utterly refuse to repent and live God's way will be destroyed forever in the lake of fire. But the rest will enjoy eternity in the family of God forever to inherit the entire universe. I encourage you to visit our Tomorrow's World website, where you'll find many, many free materials proving and explaining the beautiful plan of God in detail. But for now, let's focus on the topic that we're examining today. It may shock you to learn that the Bible makes it very clear that God is simply not trying to save the world and everyone in it today. And He is, in fact, only calling to Himself a smaller number of people for His purposes and work today and in the coming millennium under Jesus Christ. Notice the plain words of Jesus Christ in John 6 and verse 44. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up at the last day. My Bible isn't any different from yours, and the statement is plain. No one can come to Jesus Christ unless God the Father chooses to call him or her at this time. In fact, he reiterates the same point just a few verses later, emphasizing that God must specifically choose to call someone in verse 65. And he said, therefore I have said to you that no one can come to me unless it has been granted to him by my Father. No one can come to me unless it has been granted to him by my Father. Can Jesus be any plainer than that? Christ is clearly placing the burden of action on God the Father, that it is God who must choose, not us. In fact, Jesus said exactly those words to his own disciples in John chapter 15 and verse 16. You did not choose me, but I chose you. Are you willing to listen to the plain teaching of the Bible, even when it disagrees with what others say about it, or your own preconceived ideas? Without getting too far ahead of ourselves, let me say here that that would be one of the signs that God may be calling you. These aren't the only passages. There are so many. Consider the famous verse in Acts chapter 2 and verse 38, where the Apostle Peter says boldly to the assembled crowd, repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is to you and to your children and to all who are afar off, as many as the Lord our God will call. If you've ever read those words before, did you notice Peter's plain statement about the need for God's calling before now? Peter understood that the response was a matter of how many God would choose to call. And other verses make it plain that God is just simply not calling everyone right now, and that there are some he explicitly says he's not calling. For instance, Paul speaks to the church of God in 1 Corinthians 1:26. He tells them, for you see your calling, brethren, that not many wise according to the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called. He reminds them that they had to be called, and that God isn't calling everyone right now, in particular, not the wise and the mighty of this world. The fact that God is only calling some in the world today and not everyone is powerfully attested to by many scriptures. Don't believe me, believe your own Bible. But what does it mean to be called by God? And why is God calling them out now instead of later? And how can a person know that he or she is one of those being called by God? Is God calling you? We'll turn to those specific questions in our next segment. But first, let me give you another opportunity to request this very special free DVD, The Big Picture. It is radically unlike everything else we offer, and it'll provide you with the chance to see some of the many thousands of people behind the work of Tomorrow's World. You'll see real people, not actors. You'll see families and children, all from different walks of life and different cultures and different backgrounds, all of them brought together by a desire to seek God together in their lives. Real people, just like some of you, who realized that God was calling them and who acted on that call. Like the title suggests, this DVD will give you the inspiring vision you need of the big picture. Contact us right now for your own free copy before this week's offer ends.
Today's offer is yours absolutely free. No cost, no obligation. Visit us online at tomorrowsworld.org. Find us on Facebook, watch us on YouTube, and follow us on Twitter.
Welcome back. So what does it actually mean to be called by the living God? There are really a number of things involved, but among them is God's opening a person's mind to allow him or her to understand the truth. And not just any truth, but the truth of the Bible and the gospel of the kingdom of God. Revelation 12 and verse 9 tells us something important about the world, speaking there of a soon coming time of divine action against the devil. It says, "The great dragon was cast out, that serpent of old called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world." Truly, the entire world is deceived by the devil. Isaiah 25 and verse 7 speaks of that deception as a veil that is covering the nations, everyone in the world, and says that during the millennial reign of Jesus Christ and the saints, that veil of deception over the nations will be removed, allowing all to understand. But God is intervening now to open some minds up today to the real truth of His Word. Through the preaching of the gospel of the kingdom of God and the true name of the real Jesus of the Bible, God opens minds to see through the deception of the devil and to understand the truth of His Word, just as we saw with Peter's sermon in Acts chapter 2. Through the power of His Holy Spirit, God opens a person's understanding to truly take in what he's hearing or reading in the Bible and to comprehend it. We see this in Scripture when Jesus appears to His disciples after His resurrection. Look in your own Bibles at Luke chapter 24, where Christ is explaining to His disciples how His death and resurrection fulfilled God's Word, something they weren't able to grasp before. "Then He said to them, 'These are the words which I spoke to you while I was still with you, that all things must be fulfilled, which were written in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms concerning me.' And He opened their understanding that they might comprehend the Scriptures." Note, He said that He had explained these things before, but now their understanding was opened. And it made sense like it had not before. Jesus explains in John 14 that God's Spirit was not yet in the disciples, but it was working with them, as it does with all who are being called by God. And that Spirit is a necessary ingredient for understanding. The Apostle Paul explains in 1 Corinthians 2, "For what man knows the things of a man except the spirit of the man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. These things we also speak, not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they're foolishness to him. Nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned." spiritual things must be spiritually discerned and understood. The purely natural, carnal human mind simply cannot receive them. God must intervene to help us overcome deception and understand. Ask yourself, do the things you've heard us discuss on the Tomorrow's World program make sense to you? When you read our booklets or the Tomorrow's World magazine and study these things in your Bible, do you find that the scriptures bear those teachings out and back them up? If so, it may be that God is opening your mind and calling you to understand His truth. But a calling from God is about more than understanding things. Almighty God expects us to take action on what He shows us. And this is part of one's calling as well. Notice again the example of God's calling in Acts chapter 2, when God moved the crowd to respond to the truth that Peter preached. Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" Indeed, they were cut to the heart, and they wanted to act. And they responded to Peter's call for repentance and change. Romans chapter 2 and verse 4 tells us that God's goodness does not just enlighten our minds, but it leads us to repentance, to turn and follow God's ways. Are you being called? Are you feeling compelled at all by the things you've learned on this program and in our materials to make changes in your life? There are thousands all around the world whom God has reached through this work, whose minds have been opened to the true teachings of Scripture, enjoying each other's fellowship and meeting together every Sabbath to learn more from God's Word and from the ministry of Jesus Christ as they prepare to be kings and priests in the kingdom of God. The DVD that you'll receive today explains even more about these people and this ministry. It'll explain to you the big picture, the cosmically big picture, in a way that may change your life forever. Request your free copy today.
To view the Tomorrow's World telecast or request today's free offer, visit us online at tomorrowsworld.org. And remember to find us on Facebook and be sure to follow us on Twitter. With this offer, you will also receive your free subscription to Tomorrow's World magazine, full of timely articles and unique insights on today's important issues. Tomorrow's World magazine keeps you up to date with world trends, Bible prophecy, and the very meaning of life itself. Tomorrow's World. Call now.
The free DVD you're requesting today is called The Big Picture. And when we think about it, it really is a big picture. It encompasses a plan for all of mankind, a kingdom that will begin at the return of Jesus Christ in Jerusalem, bringing peace and the truth of God to every corner of the world over 1,000 years. And then even the dead raised from the grave to finally have the opportunity they never had in this life. But it all starts now, with Almighty God calling people out of this world to struggle against sin in this age before the devil is put away. People willing to give His warning to the world of the times to come and to announce that coming kingdom. People willing to seek His laws and ways, His commandments, growing in humble and complete obedience to the God who loves them and the Lord who is saving them. People seeking to have the mind of Jesus Christ in them and allowing God to prepare them to be kings and priests, to serve alongside Christ as children of God in the millennium, teaching the rest of the world in that age to do just as they had done in this age. The question we're asking you to consider today is this. Is God calling you? We've talked about what that means and how you might know, but truly it's a question you need to address personally and prayerfully. It's a question I've had to address as well. I remember certain questions bothering me when I was younger, such as if Christ was alive and in heaven and in charge of Christianity, and if Christians supposedly believe the Bible, then why was Christianity such a confusing mess of different beliefs and doctrines? What about all the people who lived and died in the past without even hearing about Jesus Christ, or even such people in the world today who won't before they die? Was God going to give them no chance at all to be saved? Was God fair or not? I wanted answers, and I heard a lot of them, but they were all in some way inconsistent with some part of God's Word. But then I saw a television program just like this one, presented by Herbert W. Armstrong, our predecessor in this ministry. I learned that God was working to save the whole world in the future, and not just the lucky few today, through the establishment of His kingdom on earth by Jesus Christ at His return. And yet I also learned that God was calling some to know His truth now, to be a part of His work today, to support it, to get behind it and pray for it, to be a part of His church now on earth. In my own life, I certainly saw the truth of the fact that He was not calling the mighty or the powerful at this time, just as the Apostle Paul said, and I had no room to be proud or vain or to boast or brag, just a reason to be grateful to Him for His mercy on one such as me, to be thankful that I had the chance to see the beauty of His plan and His incredible purpose for mankind, and to dedicate my life to becoming everything Jesus Christ had sacrificed everything to make of me. Is God calling you? I don't know. What do you think? For those studying the Word of God and exploring that question for themselves, we want to help you in any way we can. Don't forget to get your copy of our free DVD today, and we have an abundant amount of resources available also on our Tomorrow's World website and Facebook page. All of it, as always, absolutely free. And of course, I and my fellow presenters, Roderick Meredith, Richard Ames, and Rod King, will be right here at Tomorrow's World waiting for you at this time next week with more astonishing and hope-filled truths from God's Word. Until we see you next week, take care.
To view the Tomorrow's World telecast or request today's free offer, visit us online at tomorrowsworld.org. And remember to find us on Facebook and be sure to follow us on Twitter. The preceding program is produced by the Living Church of God.